Two-man game, TMG, get the news fast, AMG, game of two boxes. Name two boxes that hit as hard as this. Yeah, we're cutting to the truth, no, there ain't no narrative. Eyes up on the cup this year, hear the stadium erupt this year. For my team, TMG.
Welcome to episode, is it 123 or 121 or 122?
1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Wow.
TMG.
So, in order, we're bringing back our special guest, Chucky Green.
UFC aficionado.
UFC aficionado. Good Chelsea supporter.
Boo.
Yeah, man, boo.
That's what I say when I ask the youth star coach, what team you support, when they say Chelsea, I say boo.
You have to boo them.
Yeah, but
when they say United, I say boo.
I've been booing for 2 years now, man.
You've been booing for 2 years.
And, you know, here's too many more boos and many more years of you booing.
You know, we wanted to start off with the major news in the sporting landscape at the moment was Klopp. I know that I didn't put on an agenda, so, you know, I'll give you a quick reaction so we can start off the episode. Chucky, obviously, as you're the guest, what was your first reaction when you heard about the Klopp news?
I was surprised because it all sort of came out of nowhere, innit? Like, literally just, yeah, they dropped it, said, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm off ski. I was like, ooh, like, what's going on here? But the man's tired, isn't it? The man's tired, man wants to bounce out,
chasing
take his rest, get his sabbatical in again. Good for him.
Look at that, chasing Pep is stressful, man. Pep is stressful. How about you, Miller?
I'm just like, cool. His Klopp's gone. I'm joking out. And that was a bit of a bombshell, to be fair. I wasn't really expecting it. And then, boom, I just saw my channels, my group chats. It was like, he's gone. And it's the middle of the season. Weird time to announce, in my opinion. Maybe, I don't know. Obviously, he's just generally tired, fatigued. You know, say the mental fatigue is the worst type of fatigue because it affects all parts of the body eventually. And, yeah, he needs to reset, recalibrate. Come again, obviously, it looks like Liverpool may break down. Depends on the replacement. You need to replace him with a top guy, in my opinion. It doesn't have to be like an elite manager like they say Zidane or something like that, but someone that's on his way, maybe like a Alonso, De Zerbi's, you know, pretty much there. But they need to replace him effectively and adequately. But yeah, what about you, Jay?
I think for me, the reaction was kind of a shock because you just see a video of him. I thought he was going to announce that he was dying or something like that. I was like, oh. But then when he said taking a sabbatical, I was thinking, wow, mid-season you're announcing this. Are you trying to give Liverpool that emotional boost down the stretch run,
yeah,
you know?
Timing's a bit mad, but like you said, it could just be to kind of get up because they're top of the table.
They're top of the table. They've got the UFL Cup, well, the Carling Cup. They're still in the FA Cup. They're still in Europa League. Like, they could do their own kind of quadruple, which I wouldn't rate because the Europa League is not really a significant cup in there called Drupal, but they had their trouble that they hold, which was all the B team cups back in the 2001 or something like that. But yeah, I was a bit like, oh, what's happening? And then you start to look at the player situation at Liverpool. It's like, I think Trent, Salah, Van Dijk, they're all in the last 18 months of their contracts.
Chang!
So yeah. That's a significant, it's significant to hear this
I
news
think
now.
Van Dijk, even like they even came out and said like, oh, you're going to be staying once Klopp goes, he's like, I don't know.
And if he doesn't know, that's a big change.
It's like a big change under the guard kind of thing. Like, it's a new era now at Liverpool. Now that he's going, you're going to obviously, as time goes on, you're going to lose your guys. Like, they've already lost their guys, like their Firminos, their Hendos, their Mane's. Mm. Now they've got the next bats to go, which will be like the Van Dijk and the Salah. Mm. Once they go, it's about making sure you replace them properly. Get, like you said, like you guys said, getting in a very good manager. You can come in, coach these guys, get his authority out there, get his blueprint on there. But me being me, I'm praying on the downfall.
You're on a Liverpool downfall. Another great fall into the wayside. You know, we've had United fall to the wayside after a great manager left. You had Chelsea. I don't know. Chelsea is different. Like, it doesn't really matter who your manager was. It's just the change of ownership.
We've been falling for a while, but then with the whole shake up with Roman and that was it. They took the safety off and we just plummeted, really, really and truly.
They shook you down.
Yeah, we got ransacked.
I wanna go into a little bit more detail on that. Can you explain what
do you wanna know?
You know,
this is now, you know me. I was the Chelsea man back then. Let me now. I'm very, very disillusioned with it all. Yeah, but I can do my best. I'll do my best.
Oh no, I was hearing reports of during the Tuchel reign, you know, Chelsea supporters tearing up their ticket memberships. I know a man that we know, he tore up his ticket membership at Stamford Bridge, so he's never coming back.
I hear it.
And that's it. He's not the only one we heard that story of. There's a couple of Chelsea men that have torn up their memberships. And that was with Tuchel still there.
Yeah.
Was Roman still in place, or was this before or after Roman was in place?
I don't know, you know. Could have been. Because Tuchel was only there for like 3 months once Boley came
Chelsea
in.
Chelsea fans are soft, man. How do they turn up the members after a little bit
of
adversity?
Yeah, do you know what it is? I think it is, yeah. Dude, there's no... A lot of them really got like backbone. And I think the Roman era breeded like a real like nature of like impatience with Chelsea fans. With the whole sort of hire and fire thing. Like, don't get me wrong, gave me... When did Roman go? Like, 2-3 years ago? Like a year ago?
2021?
I think like 2 years ago.
That gave me 23 years of success, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't knock it. It worked. I saw my team win everything. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, now it's a changing of the guard. We've lost the real men. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We've got a couple real men. Like, we've got the Silvers and Sterling. That's probably about it, to be fair.
Sterling.
I mean, bro, compared to everyone else, yeah.
He's the mature guy.
It's a real man.
What about Cole Palmer?
Yes. I have a lot of time for Cole Palmer, but I think he's still got time to... In fact, yeah. No, fucking yeah. I can swear in it.
Yeah.
Cole Palmer's a real man as well. I'll take that. But then...
But he's only like barely... Was it 21, 20?
But when you watch him, he's been like the main thing that's like kept me interested this season is watching him and like seeing how he kind of puts his authority on the game. Like he looks so mature when he's like on the ball, and like he just calms everything down. Mm-hmm. I think with Chelsea, it's a very much like on the pitch fantasy. And off the pitch, it's a very much like a scattergun approach. Mm-hmm. There's no real kind of identity to it. Like when we attack, there's no real like attacking identity. We kind of just get into the final third. We just start passing it, just knocking it side to side. Nothing happens. Nothing ever comes from it. When he gets on the ball, you get that feeling, and I'm not comparing the two, but I've not really had that feeling with someone since Hazard, where they get the ball and you're like, oh, he could do something with it now. Because like, compare Palmer getting the ball in the final third to someone like
Madueke
or like Madueke. Or like a Mudryk or something.
Mudryk, they
get the ball. He's alright, but he's raw, innit? Mudryk is raw.
Mudryk just runs into blind alleys, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what... People need to be realistic as well, because like people like Mudryk, I don't know what you expect. Like, he's not really played like a full season before he came to Chelsea. He'd only played like a handful of games at Shakhtar.
He paid
the
P's, man. He should have let Arsenal take the L.
That's what I mean. It's a scattergun approach, bro. We've seen people putting feelers out. We're going, oh, you want him? Come over here. We'll take him.
Since the Champions League victory... A lot of that team is gone. There's a lot of turnover. What's the reason that there's been so much turnover, though? Because that's not all down to Roman and new ownership.
Do you know what? It's like, I think, yeah, new people come in, new managers come in. They don't fancy some players. Like, you look at when Lampard came in the first time, discarded Jorginho, discarded Rudiger. He got the boot. Tuchel came in, brought them back in, and they were both fundamental to us winning Champions League. So it's like different managers don't fancy some players. Mm-hmm. Like it don't suit their philosophy or whatever.
But you can't have
that, and that squad as well. That squad was quite a lot of them were like quite a bit of an older squad.
Was the season after where you got to the final of the FA Cup, final of the Carling Cup? Lost to Real Madrid. Is that the season after?
Yes.
So that's basically the season. That was the season before you lost all of the guys, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you, from that team, you had lost. Werner's gone. Havertz is gone. Mount's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Midfield was.
Forgot my Mount, you know.
Oh boy, he's just on the bench at Man United. Does he ever play? Kante's gone.
Yep.
Jorginho's gone.
Yep.
Kovacic is gone.
Yep.
Azpi's gone.
Rudiger's gone.
Mendy's gone.
Yeah, it's a big turnover.
So you've only had James and really James and Silva, and James is a crocked.
Yeah, James is crocked. Yeah, it's the turnover is like it's crazy, and sometimes those sort of overhauls are very, they're very risky because sometimes they can be a hit, or as you can see with us, they can be a miss.
But don't you prefer? So this is where I'll come from the overall point. Wouldn't you want to have the overhaul now, take the hit lumps, and then grow a team, or you want to be Man United, who still have some of the same signings, you know, from 2017?
Yeah, no, this is what I mean. I'm not opposed to it, but I think it could have been done more effectively. Because I think, yeah, we're like, we got a super young squad. And you need, like I said, you need them real men in there. Them older statesmen, the guys like the Jorginhos, the, who else was there? Kante's. Kovas, exactly. Like, Azpi's as well. You need those guys there that will kind of still enforce that ethos and that winning mentality. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? All these men are young, and they've not, other than Enzo, they've not, none of them really won anything. Do you know what I mean?
Talking about Enzo.
What do you want to know?
I want to talk about the whole midfield. Mm-hmm. Enzo, Sasse, do you think they've justified their price tag?
Not yet, no. But it's going to be hard to do it after.
Why are they performing so below what they?
I think they're already sort of under a certain level of scrutiny because of the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch them play, I don't look at them and think, "Oh, you lot have been terrible." Do you know what I mean? They've been decent, but decent ain't
good enough.
200 mil between them. 200 and something between them. You know what I mean? You need better from them, but with that in mind, you need better from everyone as well. Because Enzo's been good. Like, some performances from Enzo I've seen this year, I've been like, oh yeah, you're the guy. Like, when we played, early in the season, when we played Liverpool at the Bridge, guy was incredible. And I was like, this is the level. But yeah, it's like, you need everyone around him to kind of up to that level as well. Not saying that he needs everyone to play around him to be good, for him to be good, but if everyone around you is playing better, you're going to play better.
How about Salcedo?
I think Salcedo's been solid. I think he's been solid, but again, is solid 105 mil?
No.
Exactly. So,
get solid guys in that playing in the Kent League.
You can get 40 mil.
Exactly.
You can get a solid guy for 10.
Exactly.
So what? It's funny because Gallagher's probably been your top performing midfielder.
CG.
Yeah, but he's also, Gallagher's been good, but I feel like he also sort of limits the midfield as well.
So you could.
Sorry. In what way? How does he limit you guys?
I think he's just, I don't think he's like as good technically as the others. I think his work is like, with me, if your best attribute as a midfielder is your work rate, what's going on?
Yeah. There's a lot of guys like Muna, Henderson.
No, Muna could actually cross a football.
I think guys can shoot a football better than Muna, though.
Mm-hmm. But if the main thing you bring to a team is that you run a lot and all that, that's crazy to me anyway.
Ball winners, man.
But is he not?
Yeah, but running and ball winning is two different things, isn't it? Kane was a good ball winner. But then again, he was also very good technically as well. Gallagher will do the graft and will do the dog work, but...
Well, he did play it simple. That's all he has to do, isn't it? If you do the dog work, play it simple, enable the others. Maybe he's like, what's that thing? He's an enabler. He's not like... He raises the floor of your team, you know? He's not going to raise the ceiling, but he just raises the floor. Like, because of his work rate, you know, you can't drop to this certain level of...
That's a fair point. Yeah, that's fair.
Whereas guys like Enzo and Salcedo, they raise the ceiling of what your team can achieve. Like, it's the same for Arsenal with Rice. Like, Rice, what Rice has done for Arsenal is that he raised the floor of the team and said, like, you know, we're not going to have this bad, we're not going to have bad defensive performances because of what Rice had, what Rice does. Like, he covers so much ground, he's going to be a solid protector in front of the back four. So it makes sure that Arsenal, you know, defensively very solid. So the floor of the Arsenal team is very good in terms of that. Like, we're less likely to make mistakes, we're less likely to concede stupid goals. But our ceiling is the same because we haven't got anyone that, you know, creates loads of chances.
Yeah.
Or we haven't got a killer. Same with you guys. You don't have no killer.
No,
as well.
We don't, no.
We have no killer at all. No. No killer.
Yeah, we don't at all.
You need to... Well, Nicole Jackson's coming back. Early.
The killer's Cole Palmer.
Yeah, cold. Yeah.
Cole Palmer, exactly.
Cole Palmer. It's funny.
His veins.
It's funny because he was on the Man City... He's on the fringes of the Man City squad. Mm. Now he's...
But his levels.
His levels, yeah.
But that's the thing, like... With our transfer
Foden
approach,
could leave sometimes. And Foden cut. Let's see where we'll be on.
Exactly. But with our transfer approach since Bowling that have come in, like, you look at things like you start looking at every deal under a microscope and you're like, what are we doing here? Like, we're buying, like, obviously we've done like the 90 mil on Mudryk and we've done like hundreds on Enzo and Caicedo. Was Cucurella under Bowling?
Cucurella was Tuchel. So you've had two approaches because that was early Bowley when you were getting experienced guys just to win. Because you had Cucurella in, you got Koulibaly in.
Sterling in,
you got Sterling. There was a different squad ethos to what you were aiming to do now.
The Koulibaly experiment flopped. That's actually
He was brought in like 5 years too late, bro.
Well, he got like, found out in the Premier.
Yeah, but I mean, that was after he'd done like, he'd been coasting in Italy for how long? Like, and there was always, every summer there was talks of him going Man United and going here and going there. Man City, going here, going there. When the talk died down, we said, oh yeah, coming in. And then look, he was washed.
He was getting caught out, man. I felt sorry for him. And he looked so bad. He was getting caught, getting cooked by Watkins and them, man.
Yeah.
It's not easy, man. The Premier's not an easy. It's not forgiven.
The hardest league in the world.
Yeah. But like I was saying, you start looking at every deal under a microscope. You're like, what are we doing? And then like,
why are you buying all these young Brazilians? Are they ever going to play?
I think they look at some of these young bucks they're signing as like investments. Because of like they're spending, obviously I think they've changed it now with that whole amortization thing where you kind of spread the payment over
contracts that were purchased beforehand.
Well, yeah, exactly. So they're spending like 20, 30 mil on an unknown entity from Brazil. He'll come in, but where you're spreading it over like 7-8 years is only costing you realistically per year like
three mil.
And you're
allowed
25
million of owner losses, so you're comfy.
But then if we sell him down the line for like, even if we break even and go 20-30, they're still gonna make like 15-20 mil off
it's
of
genius.
Him. Off
it's
of selling
genius
him.
To be fair. It's genius.
It's like it's a crazy loophole. It's a big. It's a risk because if they come and they stink the place up, you're not going to be able to sell them and you're never ever going
to
be able to...
That's why you have to sell some homegrown talents though.
Exactly, which is why there's always talks of
Gallagher
going, why we sold Mount, Broza as well. Like, even now, I think there's like Reece James talk as well. I've seen like whispers here and there.
Sell him, man.
Can he stay fit?
This is the problem. I think now it might be different because before, where he had that recurring hamstring issue, but he just refused to get the surgery on it. Now he's actually got the surgery and he's just going to take his time and actually recover. He might, but you can't live on ifs and whatever.
Gusto's an adequate replacement.
I like Gusto as well. Gusto's very good, like technically as well, so I'll take that. But
I want to talk about your friend centre-backs though. We'll go into this.
Which ones?
Baddie and what's that other Dunny? Disaster.
Yeah, I mean, they're just standard centre backs. I like Badia Shil. I like Badia Shil out of the two. But we're also forgetting like Fofana as well.
Well, he's
70 bred on Fofana.
You have to forget about guys like Fofana, man.
Just not like So, but I mean, I don't mind Badia Shil. I think he's quite decent. De Zazi, he's got a clanger in him for sure.
But why did he buy Fofana? Why did he buy him?
Saw a guy that had played in the Prem, done well, and thought he's young, if we get him and we can then have him as like a guy that we can build around at, like in the defence. But like I said, these guys, sometimes you gamble, sometimes you lose, innit? Look, he can't stay fit, his injuries are killing him.
He's got
like
some crazy injuries,
like it's yeah.
Fofana.
Oh yeah, Fofana's, he's cursed, man.
Yeah, his injuries are finishing him. And like the same is happening now with Nkunku, bro. Like we bring him in, 60 mil.
Well, my boy that's a Chelsea fan said to question your physio's approach.
There's got to be something, because like there's got to be something.
He's questioning Chelsea's physio approach. I can't remember what he said verbatim, but yeah, that's what he's...
Because we've had so many injuries this year. Like everyone looks at like all these other teams that have had like so many injuries, like United and Newcastle and all that, going through these injury crap. Bruv, we've had consistently, we've had like 7-8 players out like nearly every game.
And Nkunku was injured the season before you bought him anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we bought an injured guy. He's come. He's got injured in pre-season for 3-4 months.
It's funny that
he's come back and now he's injured again.
They don't get injured like Gallagher, Cole Palmer. They're solid dons. They don't get injured.
Why don't they get injured? I don't know, bro.
They're fully English. These guys
they're English dons, bro. Born and bred. Ball out. Don't get injured.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, Cole Palmer's signing is actually so interesting because I don't think that was... A plan.
Nah, it was so random. It was just.
But it probably turned out to be your best.
Yeah,
friend.
Exactly. But this is what I mean. When going back, looking at the whole transfer scope and what we'd been doing, when out of nowhere we're linked with Cole Palmer for 40 mil, we're like, hold on, like where's this come from? One, he's not really. He's only just started getting game time at City, and two, you start thinking if Pep wants to get rid of him, clearly he can't be whatever.
Well, Pep is not a guy that. He doesn't hold guys back.
Yeah, exactly. But then he comes in, he comes out, he says like, oh yeah, I wanted to play, I weren't going to get played, so I said I wanted to bounce. And it's perfect timing because he's coming to a Chelsea team that's building.
Yep.
And he's now...
He's the star man. He's better than Saka, man.
He's the guy now.
He's better than
Saka. But this season, who would you rather have? Global? Palmer or Saka this season? No, but why? But this season, who would you rather have? See, guys don't want to slander Saka. I'm slandering Saka. That's how you can get better. You know, this is a sign of a good player.
In the same breath, I tear it out.
You want to tear it out? I'm just saying. I can't. You can't just tell a man to cut without a replacement. That's the only reason why I don't. That's the only reason why I'm not going to tear it out yet. Can't just cut without a replacement. It's like why Poch is so safe with Chelsea.
Yeah.
There's no replacements. Where are the top quality managers? Where are they?
Who knows?
There's no one there. There's nothing. You have to wait. You have to wait for guys to build themselves up. I'm telling you, they're top quality.
Unless
you want to go with a Conte. You don't want to burn bridges.
Unless they do a Klopp or something like that.
Klopp is a sabbatical, don't you?
I'll be honest. I'm like 2 or 3 Colwell at left backs away from...
Colwell's a left back, though.
He's not. I'm 2 or 3 Colwell left backs away from... saying fucking bring back Jose.
What?
This is where I'm at with
this guy. But why is Cotwell playing left back though?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it, and it really irks me because obviously like Grant, we've had injuries. Yeah, Chilwell's been injured, Cucurella's been injured. That's fair. Can't argue with that. Yeah, but we have had Matson chilling in the club all season.
So why did Matson cut anyway?
Because Poch is confusing, bro. Because he's got this thing. He even does it at right back as well. He's been playing De Zazi at right back and things like that. It's scary, bro.
Bro, why can't you just play with natural fullbacks?
I don't know. And this is what annoys me. Because when we played... who was it? What was the game? Newcastle. Mm-hmm. When we played them in the Carabao Cup. Yeah. We started that game and we had... I can't remember who was right back, who was left back, yeah. But 60 minutes, he brought Gusto on.
Yeah.
70 minute he brought on Matson, yeah. So we had two actual fullbacks playing. We cooked them for the last 20 minutes, and that's how we ended up going through.
Someone needs to talk to him, innit? Poch, you know the funny thing is, Poch wasn't like this with Tottenham. He was much more gung ho, but maybe he's learned from his PSG days.
What do you learn from PSG? He learned piss from them. He learned nothing from them.
He won a cup.
Oh, no. It does. It seriously, it rattles me.
Won what, man? Who cares, man? If not the Champions League, I ain't trying to hear
he
it.
Won Ligue 1. He won Ligue 1, man.
Who cares?
Same with Kane at Bayern Munich.
He's not winning Bayern Munich.
He might not win the Bundesliga.
Didn't he lose a Ligue 1 out there as well while he was out there?
I think they lost one.
Unai did.
Yeah.
Was it to Lille? No, Unai did. He did as well. He did.
Poch lost one as well, I'm sure.
Lost one to
Lille. Lose one to... Was it Lille or Monaco?
Yeah, to Christophe Gatier. And they got him next season.
How many years has Poch there?
2 years.
Two. 2 years.
You got sacked after the Messi first season?
Messi.
I don't know, bruv. The whole... Yeah, he does things that confuse me. And then he'll, like, if we're playing wingers, he'll put Chilwell at wing.
So what's your best team right now?
God damn.
Is Chilwell back?
He's back now. He's coming back. God bless.
What's your best team right now with the guys that are
actually... With the guys that we have? Are you talking, like, if everyone's fit or, like,
everyone's
right
fit.
Now?
Everyone's fit.
Right, everyone's fit. Right. I'm going the guy we got in goal now, Petrovic.
So Petrovic is better than Sanchez?
Yeah.
So why did you buy Sanchez?
Bro, this is what I mean. I don't know. Because Sanchez is just Kepa.
Why did you...
Sanchez is Kepa from Brighton.
Kepa 2.0.
He's
Kepa's still coming back, you know.
The new ship,
oh my
Kepa.
God, he is. Oh my days. Okay, yeah, no.
Kepa is still coming back.
You might need to sell him for like 20 million. Cut your losses.
I forgot about that.
He's still guaranteed to come back because Real Madrid are not buying him.
I forgot about that. That's actually ruined my day. I actually forgot he was coming back. But yeah, I'm going Petrovic in goal. Right back. I have to go James if he's fully fit. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not angry at putting Gusto there either.
That's good to have backup.
For now, I'll go James. Centre back, I'm going Silva and Colwill. Mm-hmm. Left back.
Colwill's your best centre back. Second best centre back.
I'm having him there. Because when he plays centre back, he's actually very, very good.
Okay.
Left back, Cucurella. Then midfield. I'd go Lavia, Caicedo, Enzo. Then front three would be Palmer, Sterling, and Nkunku.
Let's see what Nkunku's going to do, man. At least he's scored in his debut, so he doesn't have any...
Yeah. During pre-season, we were moving and shaking. We were doing really well.
Guys told me Nico Jackson was the guy for...
Yeah, well, but no, pre-season we were moving and shaking, we was doing well, and then he got injured, and then I think Poch didn't have a plan B, because that's why we started doing the whole, because during pre-season we were doing the 4-3-3, was grooving, he got injured, and we started doing the 3-5-2, five at the back nonsense.
Funky guy, man.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the life of a Chelsea fan, bro. Just confusing.
Hey, stressful. Melo, this is not a sleep cost. It's not
I'm here.
He had a sleep. Hey, bro, there was one episode, yeah. He slept.
Is it?
He slept on the mic.
God damn.
He had a sleep cost. He had a sleep cost.
That's hilarious.
He decided, you know, there's too many podcasts, all male podcasts. He's you know, there's a sleep cost.
It's something different, man.
It's something different. It changed the
game. Then you guys cook.
You should get the audio from that, fam.
Like a little ASMR.
Their visuals.
Yeah.
It actually send you to bed. I asked him Ballon d'Or top three. He said, maybe the state of football is that boring now.
Maybe, yeah, bro. Maybe.
Who's your top three for Ballon d'Or right now? Random.
Oh, me?
No preparation.
What, for next year?
This season. Who's Ballon d'Or top three right now?
From this season?
This season.
Jude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. God damn. Oh wow, this is odd. Boy. I don't, it's hard though. I don't actually know.
Well, you only got one name, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So you got Jude?
Yeah. Maybe.
Not H. Kane?
I was going to say maybe Kane. It's all based on club form at the moment, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
I need to see what's going on.
Because you obviously this year as well. So you got Jude and HK. So
club
form. You got two Englishmen.
Club form.
Man City, they don't have any guy.
He might be a cop out, but I figure I'd have to go on Mbappe. But I don't really know what's going on out there. I just assume he's popping off.
That's Miller's guy.
I assume he's popping off out there, but I don't
even know what Mbappe is doing.
I don't know. I don't look for that league.
I actually don't know what any attackers are doing. Osherman, if he wins AFCON.
This guy, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's
wasteful,
that's
guy.
Valid.
Wasteful guy.
He actually not tapped up. He shouldn't come prem. I'm sure this. So
no strikers in their right mind should come prem.
If Osimhen comes prem, and he goes to Chelsea, you're gonna wrap him up in 5 weeks.
No strikers should go to the prem.
Just stay away.
Just stay away from it. Just stay away from the prem. I promise you.
I think Callum Wilson might be going Atletico Madrid. I've been hearing that story.
Callum Wilson,
is it? Yeah. That's because crazy. Basically, because Moises Kean, he failed in medical.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Damn.
So that there's talks that Callum Wilson might be going.
Callum Wilson?
Yeah, to Atletico Madrid.
What, on like a permanent or a loan?
A loan thing. But he's off for sale because Newcastle are trying to get rid of.
They need to make their bread. So they're trying to don't worry, brother. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. One Al Hilal or Al Etifak is going to come in for super max for someone.
They're trying to come in for Al Mayon, but I think Al Mayon said
when you see like 70 mil coming for Paul Dummett, that's when you know.
Yeah, bro.
That's when you know.
They're regulating that team.
Is Paul Dummett even still around?
He's still there.
I think so. I assume he is. No one's buying him, so.
Fam, there's some guy that's still local.
There's a lot of crazy names still in that Newcastle side.
Interesting,
Matt Ritchie's still there as well. Jesus Christ.
Now, also, I guess we touched on football. You didn't give us your Ballon d'Or top three, but you know, we can.
Yeah, I mean, all right, Jude, Kane, and Mbappe. Two Englishmen in there is insane.
Yo, Jude is balled out, isn't it?
So Jude's balled out, yeah.
Mr. Kane.
Kane's doing well. Kane's breaking all kinds of records. Have you seen? There's a lot of discourse on Lewin now.
He's been balled this season.
There's a lot of discourse on Lewin. Like they're now at a point where they're like disparaging what he's done at Bayern. They're being like,
he didn't score any goal that mattered in the Champions League one. Just to let you know,
you don't have to let me know. I'm cool with it.
He didn't score any goal that mattered.
I've got no ties anywhere.
If we take his goals away, did Bayern still win the Champions League? So yeah, that's what it is.
I remember hearing that discourse. Yeah.
They didn't score any goals that mattered. But you know me, I'll tell the truth. Like Ronaldo didn't score in the last. Three semi-finals or finals that he played for Real Madrid. He didn't score.
The last three semi-finals?
Semi-finals and finals. He didn't score.
Okay.
Did he score in the finals? He didn't score in the Real Madrid final. He didn't score in the... Which one? Let me see. Which one did he not score in?
It's semis, though. What was the semi where he got the hat-trick against Juve? Was that quarter-final?
That was a quarter-final.
Damn. Oh, first. All right.
Where he did the one with the overhead kick as well? Well, there's one semi-final where Benzema scored twice.
No, I don't think that one.
He scored twice.
Was it that one? It might be that one. No, when it all kicked off.
Yeah, that's a quarter final. That was a quarter final. That's when Buffon was in goal. Yeah, it was a quarter final.
Wow. Watch for the stats.
Or was there one where it was like a last minute pen against Atletico? Or am I going mad? Was that a semi?
That was ages ago, though.
That's what I mean. I can't remember, but.
Shout out to him anyway. Anyway, let's talk about a guy that also is in Saudi. Most of the time now. Look at that segue.
Great segue. Wow.
Yeah,
fantastic
segue.
Fantastic segue.
Mr. Ngannou.
Yes.
The biggest star in UFC, would you say?
I mean, maybe not biggest star, but probably...
I'm the most influential.
He's definitely going to have a legacy, like a very big legacy now. And I feel like a lot more people are going to see what he's done and going to follow suit.
But yeah, I see UFC, they're going to disparage him because obviously he's...
100%, but that's what they're going to do because they've had a howler.
But the combat's world are going to, you know, respect him.
Yeah, they've had a howler, letting him go and seeing what he's done now. They've had a big howler.
His story's getting told a lot more than it was before when he was...
When it was part of UFC. So breaking it down for us guys that don't know much about UFC, what caused him to leave UFC in the first place?
So, essentially, he just wanted to get paid.
Okay.
He was heavyweight champ. No one was really beating him. The only fight that was really there for him was John Jones. John Jones was was adamant about saying when he comes back to heavyweight, he wants to do it the right way. He wants to put on the mass naturally as opposed to doing like a big bulk and kind of... So that was like, he'd been talking about going up to heavyweight for like a year or two, basically. He's putting the mass on naturally and all that. Well, naturally, you know, it's John Jones in it, so there's shaky going on. But
he's the UFC goat, right?
Well, yeah, it depends who you ask. To me, he probably is, but me, I'm not.
His brother's got CTE.
I swear you can only get you. Wait, is his brother dead?
No, he's dead.
You can only get diagnosed with CTE if you're dead.
I'm pretty sure it's Chandler Jones. He's got CT.
A lot of men have then. It's like it's one. I think you can only actually get like officially diagnosed with it once you're dead.
Diagnose it by looking at you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's yeah, like to the eye, you've definitely got it, but you can't be like officially diagnosed until you're dead.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
He got a title of Jane Eichel's name on his arm. He got CT.
Who did that?
Charlie Jones. He's an American footballer.
Well, why is he tattooing her name?
Because he said that's his spiritual wife.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, he's definitely got it.
Yeah, he's got a sign.
But yeah, so essentially, he wanted to get paid, and with the whole pay structure in the UFC, you can, as a champion, you obviously make a lot of money, but he's like, fuck it, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
But Dana wouldn't give it to him. Dana was saying, what you're asking for is unrealistic, which realistically is it? Probably not. But that's just the UFC model, isn't it? So he's now left there. He's signed with PFL. Who's called, I think it's like Professional Fight League or something. Mm. And basically they've come to him and gone, boom, we'll give you the Supermax, we'll give you all this money. He's technically part of something called like the Super Fight Division, where he's literally basically means he's only be fighting for big bread. He's gonna be like he's part of like the PFL board, he's gonna be a big part of PFL expanding into Africa. Like real legacy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is that they've let him obviously branch out and do the boxing stuff as well, which mm-hmm. is a big hindrance for guys in the UFC. They're not allowed to do that because they're technically they're kind of because they're what, in the UFC
they can't do it.
Yeah, it's a weird one because like with the UFC they're technically they're not actually like UFC employees, they're independent contractors, mm-hmm. but they still sign contracts on that. But I don't know, with the McGregor one was a bit of a weird one.
But Dana was supporting.
But that's because Dana was backing it, exactly.
Okay.
Like, so if Dana can make his bread, then he'll do it.
All of these things, Dana's not backing.
No, exactly, no.
So this is one of the things I wanted to talk about. Doesn't Dana have links to Saudi Arabia as well? Like,
yeah, they fight out in Saudi. They've got during COVID, I think it was during COVID anyway, they used to go out to Abu Dhabi. I used to call that Fight Island. I used to fight out there.
Okay.
So there's ties out there, and obviously now UFC and what's it called? WWE.
Oh yeah, linked.
They're part of the same company called TKO. But that's all going a bit crazy now with what's come out about
Vince
McMahon. But that's a different pod. Yeah,
this is a sports podcast.
That's a different pod.
Vince McMahon is engaging in unsportsmanlike spot.
Crazy stuff. But
I saw what he was saying.
Yeah,
but I was just saying. But I just said.
He's still local.
It's still a
McMahon. Big
there's,
Vince.
There's ties with Saudi Arabia. How long those ties will last?
Said, yeah.
I don't know.
It's not permitted in Saudi Arabia.
No. Yeah, no, definitely. But the WWE, they've been going out to, they've got a relationship with Saudi. So they've been going out to Saudi for the past like 3-4 years. I can't remember where I was. I've gone now. My head's gone.
Don't think about Vince.
No, TKO, I'm not. Yeah.
UFC been fighting out in Saudi Arabia.
So yeah, they could go Saudi. They go Saudi, but I've been trying to think about the best way to kind of word it.
Hmm.
I think the fundamental issue is that boxing is boxing.
Yeah. And UFC is UFC.
But yeah, boxing is boxing. Like boxing is its own entity, and boxing is like, it's under one big umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
The UFC is MMA, but MMA isn't UFC. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because with boxing, obviously you've got the different boards of counsel. You've got like WBC, WBO, WBA, all those guys.
Mm.
With the UFC, you've just got the UFC, but then you've got different promotions around it. You've got PFL, you've got Bellator, you've got ONE Championship, you've got all these guys, yeah?
But UFC is the ultimate.
But UFC is the top one, but like with boxing, there's no limits on it.
Okay.
With the UFC, there's a lot of limits.
It's his own Bellator.
Exactly. But this is the thing with PFL now. I think it's PFL. Like, don't hold me to this. I'm not an expert. These men might call me an expert. I'm not an expert.
I don't listen to this guy.
I think it's PFL, but they're doing a thing now where they're working with Bellator and they're doing like a best of the best thing, where they're doing like their heavyweight champ versus their heavyweight champ, middleweight champ, like, and doing like a whole Bellator versus PFL card. Okay. Think more things like that are going to be happening.
But UFC don't want to engage in that.
Or with the UFC, don't happen. Because they're the top dog, they're like, we don't need to do that. Okay. But, and that's a limiting thing as well, is like with the pay, which is like a big reason. It's like the main reason he's gone.
But does that make... Pay. So this is what I wanted to ask as well. Maybe this is a difference when we're talking to UFC. Their pay structure in UFC allows for big fights to happen. Whereas in boxing, sometimes the pay is a hindrance.
Yes, but at the same time, pay in the UFC is it's a tricky one to navigate because while big fights can happen, you could go and box someone, you could box a big name in Saudi or something, and you could make more from that one fight than you could make from like however many fights.
But so in UFC, in boxing, we always talk about hypotheticals, like, oh, I can't wait for this person to fight this person.
Mm.
In UFC, that rarely happens. Like, if you want a hypothetical matchup, it's likely to happen. Like, how many matchups have you said, oh, I wish this person would fight this person, that hasn't happened?
No, there's not many. And that's one good thing about the UFC is that it's always like, there's not a lot of politics in there. But, again, the issue is that fighter pay has been and will probably continue to be a very big hindrance for them, and they will. I think following what Ngannou's done, I think they're going to get a lot more people that are going to kind of look at what he's done and be like, I'm trying to follow in those footsteps.
Mm.
Because fighter pay in UFC is like, it's different to boxing in the fact that when you first start in the UFC compared to when you first start in boxing, you're probably going to get a lot more money in the UFC per fight. But once you start getting up the cards and getting those like big pay-per-view fights, there's a big disparity between boxing
free,
and...
Boxing's a free market. Like,
exactly, that's the thing. Boxing's a free market, UFC isn't.
Yeah.
And the way like UFC pay essentially works is that your main income is you sign a contract. You can sign a contract for how many fights? Like 3 fights, 4 fights, 5 fights, whatever. Your main bonuses are your show bonus and your win bonus. Mm-hmm. So you get a bonus for fighting. You get your pay for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the same pay if you win. So that when you first start, it's mainly 30-30. So you get 30K for showing up, another 30K if you win. But then the only bonuses they get on top of that are like sponsorship from the clothing, like the sportswear.
But they all sponsor. Wear the same sports.
Yeah, exactly. They all wear the same stuff. So they're sponsored by Venom. It used to be Reebok. It's now Venom. They'll get like... I think I heard it's like you get like 4K per fight if you're like just starting out. If you're a champ, you get like 40K. But then...
As a champ?
Yeah. Like, this is what I mean. Whereas like before they started doing these kind of partnerships with like Reebok and Venom, you look back at like old... I say old. Like fights before they wore Reebok and that, fighters would have sponsors all over their shorts.
Mm-hmm.
All over their shorts, all over their tops when they came out, like they'd have sponsors everywhere, and that was like a big source of income for them. Now that they've signed this deal with Venom or Reebok or whoever, they get that fixed amount, and that's it. They can't get any. They can't. You can't put sponsors.
So how about outside of the ring? Like
outside of the ring, it's a weird one because there's not really been too many like big superstars that have kind of been able to branch out like that. Mm-hmm. It's only recently where there's been more eyes on it that more people have kind of branched out from it. Like, you start with guys like... McGregor was the blueprint, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got, like, Ronda Rousey doing, like, her films and stuff like that.
She does films, she does WWE. She's
done the WWE, doing films, like, all that stuff.
Is it not... I think it's kind of waned, though. It's kind of...
Yeah, weird. It's gone down. It's gone down for sure. But then you've got, like, guys now... You're looking at guys like...
Is Amanda Nunes probably the biggest female?
Thing is, with her, though, like, she's big in the UFC, but, like, other than that, she's not really, like, as far as I'm aware anyway, I've not really seen her, like, branch out too tough.
What's he doing in Ngannou? Is he a striker or is he...
Nunes is a bit of, like... So she started off really as a wrestler, but then she fought Chris Cyborg, who was, like, the most dangerous woman ever, and Nunes absolutely blitzed her.
Okay.
And then after that, she just became this like all round just demon, like would submit people, head kick them, like do all sorts of them. Like, yeah, she had like a really crazy.
Could
she be
one of those people that could fight like a Katie Taylor or who? I don't know.
With the women's side of things, like Nunes is retired now.
So she's not.
There's like talks of her potentially.
I woke him up.
There's talks of her coming back now. To
saying a lot,
she's thinking about thinking about coming back to fight a woman that they signed from PFL.
Okay.
Who was like in talks of being like the GOAT or whatever. But nah, she's fighting someone else on, I think it's on UFC 300, which is coming up.
Okay. That's a big event then. That's the 300th.
Yeah, so yeah, 300th pay per view. Card looks decent. in my opinion, it needs a little bit more for it to feel like a big, big card.
Is that the next card that that's coming up for UFC 300?
No, the next one is 298, which is in a couple of weeks.
300, you should pay Ngannou the bag and let him judge
his
fat.
He's fighting Anthony Joshua.
Ngannou, I don't think Ngannou will ever come back, purely because I think Dana's too embarrassed.
Oh, Dana's been striking situation. People in the face. Which
yeah, Dana White is just embarrassed by the whole thing.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Do you know who Ariel Helwani is?
I do know Ariel Helwani.
He was very critical of Dana White for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Striking his wife.
Yeah.
What was the punishment? Did he get for
Dana White?
Yeah.
I don't think he got anything, to be honest.
He got no punishment.
Think so. Not as far as I'm aware, he didn't really get anything.
Is he bigger than the sport then? In a way.
Dana White.
His wife not press charges.
It's a weird one because apparently I think like the wife hit him and he hit the wife.
He
like,
slapped the slappy game.
Allegedly.
Do you know I always mess up Dana White and Joe Rogan? I don't know why.
There's just two bald men that are built like Mini Coopers. What? That's what it is.
I just get that mixed up. I think Joe Rogan's a weird guy though.
Joe Rogan is an insane human being. Joe Rogan is a very odd human.
So Dana White is just there's nothing that Dana White can get in trouble.
It's not that there's nothing he can get in trouble for.
Like Vince McMahon, basically.
No, but now, yeah. But the thing is, Vince is cooked now.
I don't know if Vince is cooked.
Hey, brother.
How old is he? He's like 80.
Vince McMahon's like 70 something, 80 something. Brother, listen.
He could beat me up. I don't know if he's cooked.
Brother, look at me. Vince McMahon is finished.
All I'm saying is that Vince was doing something that was illegal in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what that is.
Listen.
There's a lot of things that are illegal in Saudi Arabia. But what he did is extremely illegal.
That man is finito.
Whatever Fredo got finished. In trouble, what he did is more extreme. There'll be more years. Whatever Fredo did,
yeah,
his one is more years than what Fredo did.
Vince McMahon is a finished man.
What, prison?
It's a peace thing. You know when you're so rich, no one cares about prison. About the peace that they can get from him.
Cosby
still in prison? Or is he not home sentenced? Do you know what it is? When a man is like 65 plus, sending him to prison, what does that do for the man? He can't do nothing. He's not doing anything anyway. He's already cooked.
It's true.
Punishment for what? He's cooked. What's Cosby really doing? He's not running around doing anything. Is he not blind?
He's still in pen. No,
he's out.
He's bust case,
no?
He didn't bust case, bro.
No way.
He did not get acquitted. That guy was dropping, the pills into the drink.
Allegedly, he was dropping the pills into the drink.
Text saying that he needed people to watch.
Allegedly.
That guy's 86. He's old.
Hey, side note. Kurt Angle, wasn't he complaining about wasn't he complaining about Vince McMahon? That was making it funny.
He wanted to fight while he was on, because Kurt Angle went through,
he's on drugs right now.
He broke his neck like 17 times, bro. He was addicted to painkillers, and basically it got to a point. Why is he acting like that? Because he's on 70 painkillers a day, bro.
Have you seen the meme when he's looking?
Yeah. So the story is that he was so whacked out on these painkillers that Vince McMahon basically said, "You're not doing Nish until you go rehab." And Kurt Angle went, "I'm not going rehab. I'm sticking to the painkillers and going crazy."
He's Perk
Angle. Perk Angle, bro. Perk Angle, exactly. But then,
apparently he sold Vince's balls and he was just all black.
Something like, that's it,
Vince is a cool man.
Bro, I'll tell you, there is a special place in the hell for Vince McMahon, bro.
Hey, Vince.
He has his seat reserved. It is there. That man is going straight down there.
I'm happy that WWE, they didn't let him get too far, because there was a story about the incest story. Have you heard?
Vince McMahon is an insane...
Stephanie.
Yes, it's insane. There was a thing, apparently there was a story where Stephanie got pregnant and he was saying to her, he's like, let's do it so I'm the dad. Yeah. So then she said no, and then he said, fuck it, let's make Shane the dad. He's her brother. And she was like, no.
What's up with this guy?
He's a sicko, bro.
That's back in the day when anything went. Anything went.
Anything
they
could go.
They were calling... Have you seen that video where Booker T's hit?
Where, oh my God, yeah, no, it's insane. It's fucking insane. He used to get away with murder.
And he's talking about Hulk Hogan.
Oh, listen to that video.
Yeah, Vince is a bad guy, man.
Else, bro.
There's another one that he did, but...
The one I'm thinking about is worse.
When he's like, I'm coming for you.
No, but that's Booker T saying it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video where Vince McMahon says it?
Oh, yeah, he was getting away
with
it.
To John Cena, and then walks past Booker T.
Yeah.
It is. They used to let that man get away with murder.
What was the one when he was after 9/11? Yeah.
Oh my God. Gone. Oh my God. Where the Undertaker got. Oh my day. It weren't 9/11. It was 7/7 bombings.
Hey, bro, this man.
Bro, like. The thing is, that was all pre-recorded, didn't it? They used to do a thing where like SmackDown would come out on a Friday or whatever, but they used to pre-record him, and yeah, they had this character that was a terrorist. This is what I mean by WWE's insane. You know the guy that was playing that character? You know he's Italian. but on TV he's playing a terrorist. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. I could talk about WWE.
Hey, WWE is ridiculous.
That was me back in the day.
We'll talk about UFC. Yeah,
let's go. Where were we?
So, what do you think the future of UFC is? Is there any star? Who's the stars? Who's gonna uplift this sport?
I mean, at the moment, I think outside of like, I don't really feel like there's like many like massive stars that in the UFC at the moment, or stars that will like break out and kind of become like household names. Like
if we were talking about Ngannou maybe a year and a half,
Even in the UFC, I would never have put Ngannou down as someone that will like be a superstar that will like transcend the sport kind of thing.
But he does now.
But now, you look at him now, like, yeah, exactly. He's
Francis
smacked up Tyson Fury, probably should have won. He's going to have a big part of PFL expanding into Africa, which will create so many more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And will bring in more stars as well. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be a big part of that. He's now got a fight booked in against Joshua. If he wins that, Yeah, but you never know, bro. People thought he was going to get whacked out by Tyson Fury.
I think Joshua's more switched on for those kind of fights rather than...
That fight, realistically, is just going to be a slugfest, bro. It's going to be like a fight outside of Weatherspoon, isn't it? It's not going to be a technical fight. It's just going to be... It's got to be a slugfest.
Joshua's punch power is different to Fury, though. If you walk into a Joshua punch, that's different.
Yeah, no.
It's exactly a different type of power,
and the speed
bro.
And the combination.
All right, side note. See when he fought. Who did Joshua fight before he fought? Recently.
Hellenius.
Yeah, bro. So me and my boy were in Shoreditch watching that. Yeah, and we was outside this bar watching it. Like there's a group of like 10 people that were coming like sat and watched it outside of us. Yeah. All of a sudden we're all talking. Yeah, Joshua knocks him out, and we're stood there going, "Oh shit! Like he sparked him. He's done him good." Yeah. Bro, all 8 people started watching it, yeah? They was watching the replay. Bro, me and my boy looked like the biggest Anthony Joshua like lovers ever. Because he's going, bro, he just knocked him out. What do you want? They were going, nah, it's rigged. It's staged. He didn't even touch him.
What?
Bro,
that was
me and my boy, we were like, come on, man.
That's crazy.
Let's be real. Like, let's be guided. Look here. He's caught him. He might not have caught him flush, but he caught him. Let's
call Hellenius clean, bro. Hellenius
was clean. I was like, I'm like,
a sleepy time,
take even a full flung bang for Joshua, even if it just clips you. Stand there and hold it.
I'm not trying to hold any punch from any fighter.
That's what I mean.
Except for Chisora, I told you I can go 10 rounds.
Chisora will kill you, G.
I'm going to.
Who?
Chisora will kill you, G.
You want to go 10 rounds with Derek Chisora?
I can go 10 rounds.
You won't make it out of second. You wouldn't make it out of second.
How about 1 round?
You probably got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
The thing is, if he knows he's got 1 round, no. You're cooked. 100% you're cooked. No.
30 seconds.
Maybe I'll give you 30.
How long could you last?
Probably 30 seconds, if that. Now I have to be a whole lot of me using my legs and running around.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to run away from him. Because all it's... Bruv, with their
his hands
IQ,
are registered weapons, G.
With their IQ, it'll take them 10, 15 seconds to
figure
out.
I wouldn't
want to
get in a fight with Ngannou. I think Ngannou will kill me, bro. He'll kill all of us, actually. How about us three against Ngannou?
No. Brother, wait. In fact, no.
How many men do you think can take that one line? No weapons.
Brother, that's an insane question. I'm thinking...
How many men?
This is a sporting...
No, but think about this. This is a sporting question. This is about the feet of human beings. How many men?
That's crazy.
I can tell you this. It just takes two men to outrun a cheetah. Just two.
What do you mean, two men to outrun a cheetah? What do you mean?
Yeah, because you're going to have to catch one. You just have to outrun the other done.
Yeah, but that's not winning then, is it?
I won.
Oh, you won. Okay, first.
Because if he catches one, he will chomp that guy, and I'm at the finish line, and I'm out of him to safety.
This is insane.
But to beat the bear, beat a lion, 10 men.
10 men.
Bare hands. People forget how strong these animals are, by the way.
Yeah.
They're insane,
bro. That's 10 men.
With no weapons, just bare hands.
No hands.
But I saw a video on Twitter the other day, yeah, of a bear that had a salmon just skinning the salmon with his mouth, only his mouth. We got his knife and fork cut up and all this business. We got scaling. Brother, these animals are insane.
He skinned the salmon. He skinned the salmon with his mouth.
He was holding the salmon, he bit it and yang. Pulled the skin off the teeth. Skinned it. And then he was eating it just ang. Us lot, we gotta take it, we gotta cut it,
we're actually more domesticated. We're domesticated.
Yeah. But these lot are feral animals.
If you
look
at human beings like 2,000 years ago, they'll look at us like, whoa, you man are better clean and all of that.
Obviously. Of course.
What kind of cutlery are you eating? Them man are eating bare hands. You know, cooking the salmon all the way through. Do you remember our appendies?
They
come out of style. But they used to have a reason.
Yeah, they used to.
Yeah.
What was the reason for an appendix? I've never actually looked into it. I just know it's a useless part of the body.
Over time, we just
expendable. Damn.
Yeah, it's become dispendable. That's why I said we remove it. My appendix is still linked, though.
Mine's still there.
I believe mine is still there. In fact, appendix, let me search it up. What was it used for?
It's one of them. It's just there, innit? But then if it bursts, it's fucked.
Yeah, you don't want it to burst.
Yeah, if you get appendicitis, it's a long day.
Appendicitis is serious, bro.
Yeah, because that's it. It just bursts for...
Have you had your appendix removed? No. How about you, Josie? See, no one's had their appendix removed.
The entire digestion
tract helps with our
immune system. Oh, that guy's a punk, man. Yeah. I took him off my team. God knows how long ago.
I got Madison, my captain, this week.
Oh, I forgot to be Madison.
Madison?
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, but is he starting back?
What's going on with Sheffield? Oh, Newcastle are 2-0 up. Did this sack score?
Okay, I can't lie to you. My team's doing well today, man. Saliba, Gabriel,
Shaw! I took Shaw out! He scored a double! What the heck?
Shaw got double?
What the heck?
Luke Shaw?
No, Shaw. Fabian Shaw.
Oh, that stinks.
Oh, my. What the heck is going on? Guys out. And they're scoring doubles. Nah, I had to get him out because
see people that brought him in, they're laughing.
Luton are 4-0
back.
Luton are 4-0 up. I did not think Luton had 4 goals in them.
But hey, let's get back to finish off last little bit.
Yeah, we're getting sidetracked big time.
This is like nightcap. You watch nightcap?
Yeah, insane.
This is what it is about. Come for the sports, stay for the stories.
Yeah, this is TMG gone wrong.
TMG, we're adapting. We can still adapt.
They showed the way. They paved the way.
Shannon, but obviously, the Lions point is, I do think 10 humans can beat one lion. But as a side note.
Yeah.
You crazy.
10, I don't know.
We're talking about fighters, UFC.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, we're in it. Right. I think biggest stars at the moment.
So
Sean O'Malley's like a big one. Like I think the UFC look at him as someone that's like very marketable with the younger audience. Like he comes out, he's got the rainbow hair and all that. Like he's a big stoner. Like all of that. Like gamer streams on Twitch and all that. Like I think they're gonna kind of hitch the wagon to him. Like. Because like even how they're presenting him as a champion is completely different to anything they've done previously. Like when he beat Sterling for the belt, like immediately they put the whole fight on out there on socials. Knockout was there for everyone to see. Like immediately,
they don't normally do that.
They usually like just put a clip out, but they put like they had like the whole fight out, whole knockout was available, boom, bam, like immediately, like night of, like they're, I think they're gonna try and hitch the wagon to him and make him like the next big star.
How about Stipe? What's the is it Stipe?
Stipe.
Stipe.
He's old.
He's been, yeah, he's been, he's not fought in like 3-4 years or something.
Did he won a fight where he tore his ACL or something like that?
Bruv, they're UFC fighters are mad, bruv. They'll fight Stipe. With like broken all sorts.
What's happened to Khabib and then, man? Khabib's retired, is it?
Khabib retired.
There's another Don from his.
Oh, Makhachev.
Yeah.
Yeah, Makhachev. Makhachev at the moment is like the pound for pound number one. Like currently, like. Mm-hmm. He's just been smoking everyone. He fought Volkanovski. He's like the featherweight champ. Volkanovski came up and fought him for the lightweight belt. First fight, I think it went to a decision and Islam won, but it was one of them like you might have been able to give it to Volkanovski, but it wasn't when they said Islam won, it wasn't like a oh, Fez. Like, no, it wasn't like a, no, he didn't. It was like, oh, he did, but could have maybe gone the other way. It depends who you ask. They fought again recently. Makhachev absolutely smoked him. Kicked him in the head, knocked him out. Easy. Like,
head kick knockouts are crazy.
Like, man. Yeah. So, Makhachev was like...
Shout out Leon Edwards.
Leon Edwards.
Usman.
What he did to Usman was...
Yeah, Leon Edwards. Head. Leon Edwards is doing his thing as well. He fought Colby.
Yeah, we talked about that when Kobe went out of bounds.
Yeah, nah, do you know what it is? Kobe's one of them, yeah, where he's trying to set a fight, but at the same time, he's just a bit of a fucking idiot. Like, because he'll try and sell a fight, but then he will sell, because like, people love watching a villain. People go and watch superhero films because they love seeing a villain lose, innit?
Mm-hmm.
People want to see the bad guy lose. People want to see the bad guy get beat up. But he's the bad guy, but he's also a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's overstepping boundaries, but then he kind of does the thing of like, oh, it's all business, blah, blah, blah. Like, just don't be a piece of shit in it. Mr.
Kobe,
you know,
Covington, CC.
But even like, he gets into like these main event fights. And I feel like for me, I've seen him fight Usman for the belt and Edwards now. He just gets in there. He just gets to the championship fight. He just freezes, bro.
He
walk the walk.
Like the fight against Edwards, he looked piss poor.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Piss poor, bro.
For the talk that he was doing before the fight, that was terrible.
That's what I mean. Like, it's terrible, terrible fight. Like, he's not a main event fighter at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a very skilled, very, very good fighter. Definitely deserves to be where he is. But... like he's a very boring watch in a main event.
Is he gonna be one of those guys that fight Jake Paul and then call it quits, get the piece of Jake Paul fight and cut?
I don't know, you know. Well, like even that, like Jake Paul signed with PFL as well, so
he signed with PFL.
Yeah, he signed with PFL as well. He's part of like the he's not got a similar deal to he's got
isn't
a similar.
He fighting, he's not gonna fight KSI eventually or something.
Nah, that bro, fuck that fight, man. Then
I watched the Logan Paul. What was it? Who did Logan Paul fight that time that he killed? I can't remember what that guy was. The one that was barring his girlfriend every day.
Oh, the MMA guy. What's his name? Dylan Danis.
Yeah, he built Dylan Danis up and then KSI fought
Tommy Fury.
That was a close fight, to be fair.
That was.
It was close. But
that's Tommy. All I need to know about Tommy. He needs to retire today.
Yeah, you don't need to be a boxer.
Don't. You just need to be a boxer.
I look at Tommy Fury, yeah. He's like, you know them guys that are like in the championship?
Mm-hmm.
And like League One, mm-hmm. will bang goals in the championship and they'll get moved to Prem and they'll stink out the place.
Yeah, just stay
you need to be comfortable with being the guy that just that yeah, like, is like you don't need to be Bamford. A top, like bruv, like do you remember what's his name? Dexter Blackstocks.
Yeah.
Just Shane Longs.
Mm-hmm. Staying a level.
Jordan Rhodes, Charlie Austin's. Just be the guy that gets them up. Jordan Rhodes. Be the guy that gets people up. Pause. And then just
yo,
chill
boy,
out.
That was crazy stuff.
Just chill there. You
that's
don't need to
hey,
be.
Hey, yo, Vince McMahon.
You don't do that. You don't need to be. You don't need that's to be the guy. VM. You don't need to be the guy. Like, bruv, not everyone can be the top dog. If everyone could be the top dog, it'd be a boring world.
You the guy that gets them up.
You need to be the guy. Sometimes it's all right being the guy that will get you 20 in the championship to get you to the prem, and then
yeah,
be the back guy down that gets to champ. You might look a year in the prem.
That's true.
But. Be the guy. Just get paid in the championship. Championship now, big bread there.
Be the guy.
But, yeah, Tommy Fury, yeah, don't unpack your bags in this whole boxing thing. Just go and get your Boohoo deals, get your MyProtein deals, and just chill out, man. You don't need to be a big dog.
But yeah, before we conclude, any other comments, lads?
All right, man, it's been a good episode, man.
I've enjoyed this. It's been very fun, bro.
I love this conversation.
I've been learning.
The nightcap version of TMG. I'm here for it.
TMG's nightcap debut.
Mike, we're a bit relaxed there. But, hey, question for the viewers. 10 humans or one line? Guys here are saying one line. I'm going for the 10 humans.
I'm going one line. Has to be one line.
How about you, Miller?
I'm a lion, man.
How about you, Josie? 10 lions or one human?
10 lions or one human?
10 lions or one human is an insane
ten
fight. 10
humans against one lion.
Nah, I think you need more than that. Depends on how big is the lion.
This is a full dark mane.
Lion's overrated, though.
Listen, you might need more than 10 because it's about... Five is actually
gonna run away. You have to wait. Is it a room? Is it in this room?
Oh, it's long then.
Cowered in the corner, right?
You're dying then. You have to stand up and be kind. Stand up and be kind.
I'm saying, I must say, I have to.
My aim is to get out of here.
Good boy. If the lion's coming from there, where you get up there.
Letting it get
I get up. You're
he's
not
letting
get
it get someone.
Like you said, it's gonna get someone.
It's gonna get someone.
Someone's gonna be that sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. Then they're gone.
That's when you have to kill him. When he's getting someone, bang, bang, bang.
What?
What are you punching
think,
with?
Yeah, you think your punching is doing if it's a lion?
Bang, relax, bang, bang. Just constantly.
Relax.
Everyone just keep on banging him, and his eyes are vulnerable. Poke him in the eye.
His eyes are vulnerable.
Poke him in the eye. Bang, bang, bang.
Can you snap one of his paws?
You snap his paws. Good luck.
You're the one that thinks they're going to win. What are you talking about?
That's it. With what?
Anything. You might have to bite it.
In this room, if the lion is coming from that door, there's five of us. There's no... Look, listen. Five... Lions are overrated, though. They're not the king of the jungle. Lionesses do more. But five lions... If a lion comes there... And it's five of us here. One of us will survive.
Yeah, because we're gone.
No, but he's coming from there. So who's coming out?
When they attack one over here, we'll
one day.
And I'll be that one to
boy.
Go straight there.
Boy. I'll be out first. Boy, the lion's got... I don't know about lions.
10 humans, one lion. That's the question. And probably be the top. But yeah, make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on all socials. Make sure you follow us on all socials.
10 lions, that's one human.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, one human's gonna.
Sorry, ten humans, one line.
Yeah.
Make sure you like and subscribe on the YouTube. Make sure you follow us on all socials. That'd be the Instagram and the Twitter. Make sure you listen to us audibly. That'd be the Apple Podcasts and the Spotify. We are the TMG Boys, JA Mello, and you know the UFC aficionado, Mr.
Yes,
Chucky.
Sir.
G. Double G.
Double G.
Yes,
George McMahon.
That's.